Work has been underway in Watertown to create the city's first ever comprehensive plan. More from WRVO's Payne Horning.
Watertown Mayor Joe Butler calls it a blueprint for the city. The comprehensive plan would develop a list of goals and how to accomplish them, like reducing drug use in the city to improve public safety, addressing city blight by renovating zombie homes, and improving quality of life by adding more recreational activities for city residents and offering better customer service at City Hall.
It's a flexible document, and things can change over time, but you try to set the tone so those that will follow us will have a foundation to look at in terms of, you know, big picture items that are facing the city of Watertown, not only now, but, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Butler says it will also make Watertown more competitive in future applications for state grants because many other cities of similar size have a comprehensive plan. City residents will have a chance to help shape the document in upcoming public hearings. One resident who will be key to its development is Sarah Campo, State Senator Patty Ritchie's chief of staff, who was just appointed to fill a vacancy on the Watertown City Council.
She's got familiarity with how government works and constituent service. She's plugged into the community, and you know, her education and experience made her a really solid candidate.
Campo was one of several candidates who applied to serve the remaining year of former Councilor Mark Walczyk's term on the council. Walczyk won election to the New York State Assembly last fall. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.